Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
About to chat with Radio.com's Cody Decker. Swings and Misses is the show, and Trevor Hoffman going to be the guest today. First, let's get one more check of traffic on Ben and Woods this morning. 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. All right, let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Not for Trevor Hoffman, but for someone who's going to be chatting with Trevor later today, which is always Woods.
Still works.
We've had the opportunity a few times. It's always a fun experience. Cody Decker from the Swings and Misses Radio.com nationally syndicated program is with us here on our SDCCU fan hotline. Hey, Cody.
Yo, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Good, man. How's life been treating you since we talked to you last a few weeks ago?
You know, pretty good for the most part. The facility in El Paso is up and running, so we're just trying to keep everybody safe over there. And you know, we're back on the air 5 days a week, having a blast. And right now we're doing 2 hours. We're going to expand back to 3 hours once baseball really gets going.
Aren't you lucky? 2 hours. We're doing four.
To be fair, we don't really have any breaks. It's just straight.
I would do 2 hours straight to rather have to do four. Yes, are you kidding me?
I don't know. It's tough. 2 hours straight is hard.
It is hard. It is.
Cody, before we get into your show, let me just ask you, as you have seen the details now of baseball's return, the plan they have in place, the safety and health protocols, the 60-man rosters, many of which we saw released yesterday, are they going to be able to pull this off? You know, from someone who's been on the inside, can they do it?
Do not know. I'm hoping. I'm very hopeful. The biggest question of this whole thing has always been the safety protocols. You know, the KBO has had in place that if one player comes down with COVID, the league gets shut down for 3 weeks.
Wow.
We're not doing that. And I don't think there's any way in hell we ever even consider doing that. All it takes is one player to really blow this whole thing up. I know Austin Hedges is getting a lot of hell right now for going out to a party not too long ago. But as much as we want to point the finger at Austin Hedges, he's not the only one. You know,
no.
We saw Tommy Pham out of the club with Tukey Toussaint, no masks being worn anywhere. So it's just my worry is the fact that we are really, really putting a lot of faith in the players to just do the right thing on their own, which in a way I understand, but I think it needs to be heavily policed. I see certain teams probably putting some things in place, someone like the Chicago White Sox or the Dodgers, you know, two teams that have managers who are a little more immunocompromised managers to really kind of maybe put the nail down on some of these players. I'm really, really hopeful that, you know, everyone can just stay in when they're not on the field so we can really get this done. Can it be done? Yes. Is it going to be extraordinarily difficult? Absolutely.
Well, and we're talking to Cody Decker here on Ben and Woods this morning, and I agree with you. And I, you know, a personal responsibility is something we've all had to take a look at ourselves. We've had to, you know, I've got a pregnant wife at home. It's just okay, no problem. You got to suck it up. I'd love to go out and get a few beers or go play adult baseball or whatever. I can't do it right now. It's not worth the risk. And I think if these guys understand, you know, the opportunity that's in front of them to make a lot of money in this career. A lot of them, in fact, can make a ton of money and have a really good life. I think if it's put to them, you know, by Major League Baseball and by the teams, that, hey, you have to have personal responsibility for this, and we are a team. It's the very definition of being a team, is kind of pulling the same rope. And do you think there's going to be, you've been in enough clubhouses, do you think there's going to be those guys, the veterans, yeah, that are going to be in there policing all the players?
Yes, I do, but I also think it's not going to matter enough. I still think there are guys are going to be going out. There's going to be guys that are just going to mess up. There's no way it's going to go off without a hitch. There's no chance. I think this season, the things that they're putting in place, allows a lot of opportunity. for some guys, you know, young players who, you know, are listed to be the future of the organization, the Padres being not absolutely one of them. I think this shortened season really benefits a few teams. And one of the teams I think it mainly benefits is the San Diego Padres, because their starting staff has not been a staff so far that has been able to go deep into a season, but they've been able to have a very good first half of the season. There's no doubt in my mind the Padres could and honestly should make this expanded playoffs.
Cody Decker with the prediction of the morning. Padres should be a playoff team under this shortened format. Cody, you've always been outspoken in trying to improve conditions for minor leaguers. You mentioned those young players. So I wanted to ask you, because I saw some reports that based on the fact that the players and owners weren't able to come to an agreement, which would have maybe forgiven some of that advanced salary that they doled out at the beginning of the year, that some of these minor leaguers who are making the minimum and are not on the big league roster, they're just on the taxi squad, could be getting paid as little as $40 a week.
Wow.
For their service on the taxi squad for the next 3 months. I just wanted to know your reaction when you kind of saw how that's playing out for some of those young guys.
Par for the course. I think this is blame on I'm normally very much pointing at Major League Baseball for this, but I think the Players Association has just as much blame for this. The Players Association does a really good job of taking care of the highest end of the players, where the whole purpose of the union is to protect the player like I was, you know, someone who made it there but had literally no protection. And I really think that the players union gets very, very lost with that sometimes. And that's the management, not necessarily the players. The fact that there's anybody going to be on the taxi squad that is not making at least major league minimum is mind-boggling to me. You know, you're there with your team. You're doing your work. I mean, even if it's not major league minimum, something. I mean, pay him one. I got paid in AAA these last couple of years. Pay him a livable wage. I just don't fathom that this is still happening, that this is even a conversation we're even having, that we have to talk about somebody who is literally on the cusp of being in the major leagues, to being the top percent in the history of baseball. There's only been 19,000 players to ever play in the major leagues, and you have guys that are literally on the cusp, and they have to eat ramen noodles because they can't afford anything else. That's nonsense.
Cody, you haven't been in radio long. They're basically doing what they do to radio folks and saying, we need you to go do this. It's for exposure. It's good exposure for your brand. And they're selling these kids on, hey, it's going to be great. Plenty of exposure. I'm going to give you a uniform and everything.
I did see, though, the good news is they will be getting the major league per diem, which is like for food and stuff, is like 100 and something a day. Now, Cody, in your brief stint as a major leaguer, what was that experience like for you with the per diem?
The per diem was actually better when I was there, because we at the time didn't have the next year they put in a whole thing where every team had a chef in house. So they gave us more per diem back then, so the per diem was then cut shorter. So it was better for me, the per diem. Now, for a guy who's been in the minor leagues, who's about to get like $120 a day for per diem, it's going to be life changing. He's like, oh my god, this is the height of luxury. it's gonna change his life for that brief time. When actuality, it's really not all that much. It's good, it's fine, but it's almost laughable that we're like going like, oh my god, this guy's gonna get like $600 a week to eat. How cool!
Did you spend it all, or did you dutifully save it for a rainy day?
What was I gonna save it for? They never paid me for years. I paid down debt. I was in San Diego Padres for 7 years. I was like in $25,000 of credit card debt. I borrowed money nonstop. Oh my! I had to pay down so much credit card debt.
And the minor leagues really is like radio. It really is like it's like being in morning radio these days. It's so crazy the similarities. Well, I know today's a big day for you, Cody. Tell everybody about what you've got coming up on your program today, Swings and Misses.
Oh, exciting day, man. I got Trevor Hoffman coming on. I've known Trev for years, you know, playing for the Padre organization. There's not many people you could love more on and off the field than Trevor Hoffman. We're going to get to the nitty-gritty of everything. Specifically, why did he pick Hell's Bells? Did someone pick it for him? Why did he keep it? And does he even like AC/DC? Let's get to the real questions that people need to know.
He's like met the band since
Oh,
then.
Yeah. I mean, oh, absolutely.
This was a good cross-promotion for him. It's going to be a fun conversation, Cody. Now, did you have a walk-up song when you made it
to
the
league? I had a bunch of walk-up songs. Oh, okay. I took it seriously sometimes.
What goes
sometimes
into the choice?
I made a mockery of it. Say again?
What goes into that choice? I mean, give me your thought process behind walk-up songs.
One time it was like, all right, early on it was like, I need to intimidate these guys. Then it turned into, you know what? I want to come out to something so ridiculous that these guys think that this guy doesn't have a care in the world, and that scares them. So like,
yeah,
I want to like, yeah. It became like a running gag that I was like, all right, what ridiculous song can I pick now? I think my favorite one was either the Doctor Who theme, but I really enjoyed walking out to the Flintstones theme and the Flash Gordon theme. It's that you want to get a crowd going when you hear Queen screaming.
Yeah, Queen.
Oh man,
so good.
Oh, it just I wish I had lasers and a smoke machine, but alas, the Padres are really cheap.
How many eye rolls did you get from, like, some of the other Padres, though, on those choices?
Not really at all.
Not too bad?
It became more of a running joke. Guys kind of enjoyed it. And, you know, for the most part, the people in the front office of the Padres always enjoyed the things I did. Like, I remember when I made my first, like, long-form little film making fun of Brad Ausmus. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get in so much trouble. And I got a phone call at 6 a.m. from Randy Smith where I'm like, oh, no, here it comes. I'm going to get yelled at. And he just goes, this was brilliant. Can you make more?
Yeah, content, man. Content. Content is king, my friend.
Cody, great job as always. It's always great talking to you. Again, when and how to listen to Swings and Misses?
Well, you can stream us live on the radio.com app. We're going to be live today 11 to 1. Trevor's going to be coming on at noon. And you can also stream us live video as well. On my YouTube channel, on Twitter and Facebook, you can follow us at Swings and Misses. Not to mention just my wife's Twitter page at Jennifer Sturger and my YouTube page, Antihero Baseball / Daylight Films. It's going to be really, really glad to have them. And a lot of people hope they can subscribe to the podcast and check out your favorite podcast.
Have fun with it, man. Good talking to you. Thank you.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks, Cody.
Cody Decker with the walkout music.
Walk out or walk up?
Well, this is walk up music. No, it's walk out music because he's finishing the interview and walking out.
Okay, I got it.
Cody on our SDCC fan hotline. Santa Ygrue County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you, or to apply online, visit SDCCU.com.
What's up?
Awkward silence time. 5 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, 5-6 minutes left. Oh,
we had a good 3 hours and 50 minutes prepared.
That's about all you can ask for these days.
That's pretty good. Yeah. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Paulie, how you doing over there?
Doing great.
Good.
It's stopped raining, it looks like, down here.
Yeah, over here as well.
It's very wet. Very gray, very wet.
Yeah, I hope the course is in good shape Wednesday when I play. That's something I've never thought I would say again. I hope the course is in good shape for my round on Wednesday. It's going to be a
little rain now. Could make it even more green and lush when you play on
Wednesday.
Yeah,
the greens will be a little softer, Ben.
Yeah.
Can really attack the I can go.
Based on what you saw, what I saw from you on the driving range.
Yeah.
Attacking the pin is probably not your biggest concern.
Well,
I'm
decent 100 yards in. You saw me chipping. I chipped pretty well.
Yeah, but go for the middle of the green here.
Let's not be a hero. Got to shorten those putts, Ben.
Let's just try to stay away from the bunkers. Although you also touted your bunker game.
I've spent plenty of time in the same.
Woods has a pretty high opinion of his golf game, considering
how
little he plays.
No. My wedge and my sand game.
Driver's show, short game is where it's all made. So if you can get your wedges and your sand wedges, and if you can learn to putt a little bit, you could steal some money off people.
I'm pretty
confident. They'll look at your swing and they'll go, this guy is terrible.
The problem is, it's not that bad. My swing isn't that bad, is it?
No.
You just said it's terrible.
Well, when you see the ball actually then make contact is where the nervous part comes in.
God, it's so frustrating to,
it's
to
just
hit
such
a ball
a sharp
solid.
Right turn.
It's such a sharp right turn. It's not, 90 degrees.
Yeah, it's not the gentle left to right
fade.
Oh,
no. Fade. No. There's no fade.
It takes a hard right, like it's, you know, like it's cornering to the right around a sharp
like
turn.
Like a NASCAR. Yeah. I, at one point, hit a drive. Ben was working with me on my drive, and I hit it well. And I just, you could hear it. I striped it, right? And Ben goes, oh, and I go, watch. And it goes, off to the right. I go, every time. This is it. And I, there's nothing I can do. It just drives me crazy. So, should be a fun one Wednesday. Going to play a little golf. Are you, you're going on vacation. You're going to play some golf.
I'm bringing the clubs, yeah.
How much golf are you going to play?
That's a good question.
Where is it?
We're going up to the southern Idaho area.
It's a long drive.
It's a long drive.
And you guys are driving it.
Driving, yeah.
Smart.
Staying off the airports, staying away from people for the most part. Just going to take our time, get up there.
And, now, is that what it was because of the airports and everything going on? Would you have normally flown this trip? Or
yes, we
was
actually
it always
did
a drive?
Have we did have airline tickets, but decided that it was in our best interest to not go through that procedure. I saw that starting on Wednesday, I think it's American and one other are no longer going to be like holding the middle seat anymore. So you could be stuck there for hours.
They're
right
selling
100%
capacity is what they're shooting for.
Others are still clearing out the middle seats.
The Chase Rice of airlines.
But then again, how much does it help? I know mask wearing is still mandatory, but you got that circulated air.
Bro, I don't want to sit next to a stranger.
Just worries me a little bit.
I don't want to sit next to a stranger right now at all. I don't want to be near a stranger. They're greasy, you know, arms rubbing up against mine. I know, but it just, I have no desire to do that. I may never fly again. Seriously. My parents.
Love flying. I love
going on
planes.
I don't
love it. I really do.
I like getting there.
I like the airport. I like going on the planes. I mean,
like a 6-year-old.
I know. I really have never lost that.
I love traveling. I love going places. I hate the getting there.
I don't even mind going through security. I just think it's a fascinating process to get from here to there.
Oh, my God.
But right now, it's just not, it's not right for us.
What kind of serial killer likes going through security? I love it. Well, says a guy that literally has no worries of being stopped for anything ever. He's like, oh, what's the big deal? I love you're not smuggling anything in across state lines or on a plane like so many of us have been. And then it's like, no, this is great. I love this.
Check.
You guys want to pat me down? This is super. Need me to spread rake for you? Yeah, it's it's funny because our baby is due in November. You know, a little baby boy, nameless baby boy. And my parents are so paranoid about it too. That my mom's like, I think we may drive out. I'm like, oh, my God. And if not, they may fly out early in quarantine so they can meet their new grandchild. I mean, how many chances do you get? It's just very few in life to meet your new grandbaby. They don't want to wait 6 months or whatever. So they want to be here. So we're trying to figure all that stuff out as well. But, oh, my God.
Is that the worst drive in America?
It is one of the worst drives you could ever do.
Texas Southern California?
Dallas to Southern California is about as, because you go all the way through West Texas.
Straight west all the way.
And then all the way through New Mexico and Arizona. You pull into perfect San Diego. But it's a nightmare of a drive. And my dad hates driving. Hates driving. I can't imagine what they're going to be like if they do that, man.
Our buddy Sam on Twitter asked, does Ben clap when the plane lands?
Do you still go up to the cockpit and get your little wings?
I don't get the wings, no. I don't clap, but I do appreciate a well-executed flight.
Oh, that was great.
All right, our short week. We only have one more day, so we'll have to pack everything into tomorrow. Should be a good one. Special thanks to Paul Reindl, executive producer of the program, doing a great job. Back at our Intercom Empire Studios for Woodsy, I'm Ben. Jim Rome Show coming up next. It's San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.